Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Rockin' the Carolinas right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host tonight, Lee Clark. It's just me tonight, folks. Just me on the pregame show. We have a postgame show going off at 10:30 tonight, right after the game. Give everybody a little bit of time to get home. But today, right now, we're going to break down the game for all of you fans out there tonight. Big, big key game going on tonight between the Hurricanes and Capitals, a team we're going to see quite often here in the next 11 days. Excuse me. Next 11 days. I believe we've got three games in the next 11 days with these guys. Finally getting into our Metropolitan Division rivals. Finally, you know, after all this long season, it's about time that we finally start to play division foes. We're coming off a great end to the season, well, end of the year, my bad, not season, end of the year, when it comes to how we played. You know, we went on that massive December run. We were 7-0-1, or 7-1-1. You know, we took a tough loss against the Blues the other night, kept us out of a playoff spot for the time being. A big win tonight gets us right back into the playoffs, puts us right in there with some help for some other teams. Let's run down the line, the games for tonight real quick before we get into our breakdown of the Canes and Capitals. We got the Lightning and Maple Leafs squaring off tonight at 7. These games are at 7. Bruins Islanders at 7. Penguins and Flyers at 7 as well. You know, of course, us at 7 o'clock as well. So the Bruins Islanders, definitely a game to watch. Definite game to watch right there. You know, we could jump the Islanders. You know, Islanders lose tonight, we win. We jump right into a playoff spot. Got the Sharks and Canadiens tipping off at 7:30, Blues and Devils tipping off at 8, Panthers and Wild going off at 8 as well, Blue Jackets and Stars at 8:30, Jets and Avalanche at 9, Kings and Oilers at 9:30, Ducks and Canucks at 10, and then the late game, 10 o'clock start as well, Predators and Golden Knights. So a big day here in the NHL, especially a big day in the Metropolitan Conference. Big day for the Hurricanes. Can we build off the steam that we built going at the end of the year? Can we carry that into the new year? It's going to be a tough game, a game against a team that scores a lot of goals. Can we stop them from scoring? They're sitting at, they score about 3 goals a game. While they give up about almost 3 goals a game as well, they actually don't outshoot us. It's probably one of the few teams, you know, technically we have been normally outshooting people left and right. And I think that has to do with a lot with Dale Peters' system, controlling the puck, getting the opportunities. The Capitals don't have a lot of shots. You know, only shooting 29 while we're shooting almost 35 shots a game. The Capitals do give up a lot of shots. Braden Holtby isn't his normal self at all. You know, you look at him this year, Braden Holtby, you know, you look at him, he had 22-8-0 with a .918 save percentage and .263 goals against average. But if you look at his stats last year at this time, I mean, you think he'd be a Vezina goaltender already. But he struggled a little bit this year, mainly due to the weak start the Capitals had. But you look at him now, coming in, they've been on a roll lately. They're facing a very hot goaltender in the Hurricanes, and Cam Ward, been 6-0-0 since the game in Vegas. We trail the all-time series against the Capitals at 60-82-23-1, including a 32-38-1 record at home. The Capitals did take last season's series against us with a record of 3-1-0. But the good news here at PNC Arena, since the game is at home tonight for the Hurricanes, the Hurricanes have earned at least a point in 3 of their last 4 games against Washington at PNC. Sebastian Aho and Teuvo Teravainen lead the team with 6 points each in four games against the Capitals last year. Aho also earned his first NHL goal, as well as his first three-point performance against Washington last November. It's hard to believe. Now, we're sitting here, we talk a lot about Aho, that this is a guy that's he seems a lot older than he really is. You know, he's very mature for his age. You think he's been around forever, the way the Hurricanes talks about him as well. You know, tonight marks Justin Williams' first game back against his former team as well. You know, he played two seasons with the Capitals before returning to Raleigh this season. Of course, Cam Ward in net tonight, like I said earlier. Leif Stepniak, injury notes, Leif Stepniak is nearing a return to the ice. He's been skating with a no-contact jersey. Looks like he may be cleared for full practice by the end of this week. So that's great news. I'm not sure where he would fit into the lineup right now because, really, our lineup's been pretty solid so far, in my opinion. Now, let's run down the lineups real quick for the Hurricanes tonight before the game and before I get into my keys to the game and my player to watch. Lines for tonight. This is confirmed by Canes Country and all the people that Canes Country gets them. Corey Laviolette, thanks for hooking us up with the lines on Canes Country. But tonight, you know, of course, we always got the TSA line, you know, the first line to Aho, Stahl, Teravainen line. We got Brock McGinn, Derek Ryan, and Elias Lindholm manning up the second line. Jeff Skinner, Lucas Walmart, and DiGiuseppe on the third line. Nordstrom, Victor Rask, and Justin Williams on the fourth. Defensive pairings for tonight will be Jacob Slavin and Brett Pesce. Hayden Fleury drawing the start after sitting out five games. Back in the lineup, replacing Klaus Stahlback, teaming up with Justin Falk tonight. Noah Hannafin and Travis Van Riemsdyk. And like I said, Cam Ward in net with Darling backing him up. Marcus Kruger still out with a lower body injury. Stepniak should be able to be skating hopefully here by the end of the week with full contact and be in the lineup here in the next week or two. Joris, a healthy scratch, and Dahlback, a healthy scratch as well tonight. Just give my thoughts on the lineup real quick. I love seeing Walmart on the third line with Skinner. I think it's going to open up some things. You know, I got a lot of hate on Facebook earlier. We were having a great discussion in our Hurricanes fan group about Skinner being on the third line and Peters as well. And this is something I want to touch on. We'll touch on it a little bit more again tonight in the postgame show. I love interacting with fans on Facebook. It's fun, as long as it's a good, polite, even conversation. And there's a lot of hate, really, on Peters lately. Even though with this run, there's still a lot of hate with Peters, mainly because they feel like a lot of fans don't feel like Peters is utilizing his players to the best of their abilities. And I can see where they're coming from. You know, you look at Jeff Skinner, you know, especially that's one guy we really talked about in the group, Jeff Skinner. Why is he on the third line? Well, you look at our first two lines, and you don't see a lot of scoring presence there. Yeah, you got Aho and Teravainen on the first line, Jordan Stahl. You know, our second line is a definite mashup tonight. You know, a bunch of, really, in my opinion, third and fourth liners with Derek Ryan and Brock McGinn. And, of course, you know, it seems like every time I talk, you know, bad about Derek Ryan, I love Derek Ryan. I like him. I just don't think he's having a career year, and I don't think he can ever keep this up. You know, if he does, kudos. He can prove me wrong, and I'll be happy to be the first to admit that I was wrong. But I don't think he can keep it up. But if he keeps it up, it seems like he's been – every time I talk bad about him, he goes out and proves me wrong and he scores a goal. So hopefully by me talking bad about tonight, about him being on the second line, he goes out and scores a goal tonight, helps us win the game. I won't mind at all. You know, Skinner being on the third line, yeah, he's been on the third line a lot this year. You see a little bit of mix-ups in games, but what people need to realize is being on the third line and having the ability that Jeff Skinner does opens up so much for his offense. Normally on the third line, you're going up against the second D or third D pairings. Instead of Skinner, probably our best offensive player this year and the past couple years, honestly, it opens up so much more for him. Instead of playing the number one and number two defenseman every night and every shift, he gets stuck playing against the third and fourth, fifth and sixth defenseman. It opens up so much more ability, gives him a little bit more opportunity because we don't have that tough guy. You know, if you haven't seen Ice Guardians, please go check it out. It's on Netflix, Amazon, everywhere out there. If you have Netflix, please go check it out. If you never understood why tough guys were involved in hockey and why there's fights and why there's enforcers, that movie will open up your eyes to why. And exactly. Do you think ever Wayne Gretzky would have never been able to score all the points he did? Yes, Wayne Gretzky is the greatest player probably ever to walk this planet. But he had guys that protected him left and right. And he gave – no one wanted ever to come up and hit Gretzky. Why? Because they knew that deal with Simcoe and everybody else on that team. And we don't have that type of guy. So having Skinner on the third line, it gives him the ability to go up against weaker defensemen and gives him the ability to do more, honestly. And I think I like this combination with Walmart and Skinner. I think that's going to be a great line. You know, DiGiuseppe, I think he's just a placeholder right now until Stepniak gets back. Stepniak gets back, DiGiuseppe's going on the bench, honestly. I think that's who Stepniak will replace. And honestly, really, I'd really like to see Zaykov come up. Send DiGiuseppe back to the minors. DiGiuseppe's been not great this year. Get Zaykov up. He's been great in the AHL. Put him on the wing. That line could do wonders, but I'm not the coach. I can't question, you know, what he does. I don't really like the lineups tonight. I really hate the defensive pairings. Yes, while I understand we got to get Hayden Fleury, he's a young guy, get him some time on the ice. You know, we can't don't really want to send him down. Can't really send him down, and we want him time, but I just don't understand taking Dahl back. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Dahl back. You know, I praise him basically the past couple of shows. And I think Dahlback has been probably our most consistent defender of all season, in the time that he's played. He had a stellar game against the Penguins. I don't understand why he's out. You know, if I would sit anybody in our defensive lineup, I would either sit Van Riemsdyk or I would sit Falk. You know, that leaves Dahlback to still play his natural side. You know, you could put Hayden, if you set Van Riemsdyk, you put Hayden with Hanifin, have our youngsters playing together, still keep Dahl back on his natural side with Falk, who's been actual good pairing. It's actually opened up things for Falk, in my opinion. Yeah, Falk did not have a great game last game against the Blues. But with Dahl back, it's opened up his play a lot. Dahl back's a good stay-at-home defenseman. You know he's going to be there. He's going to make the proper plays. It gives Falk the ability to expand his play a little bit, take a little bit more chances, something that he hasn't been able to do all year without Dahlback. Do I think these lineups can work against a very high-powered team? Ooh, I'd like to think so. I just don't get having Dahlback out. Maybe they wanted some more speed. Yeah, Fleury's a little bit faster than Dahlback, but Fleury's a young guy. He's going to make mistakes. But then again, everybody's going to make mistakes. No one's perfect. No one plays perfect games in NHL. You find me someone that plays a perfect game day in, day out, I'll show you 20 pigs that fly without the use of an airplane. Yeah, I think we definitely, it's going to lead me right into the keys of the game. We got to start fast. You know, and it's going to sound like a broken record here with me, but my keys of the game will be kind of similar to my old keys of the game. But we got to start fast. This is a team that's going to be able to score goals. They've showed it. They showed it in the game against Boston last week. They're down 2-0 early. Came back and forced overtime. They can score goals at will when they want to. It seems like whatever they want to do, they can do. Second key will be special teams. You look at special teams, look, work, yes, we have been a little bit better. One of the probably the best things about us tonight is that the Capitals seem to take a lot of penalties. They take almost 11 minutes in penalties per game. So we're obviously going to have some power play opportunities. And do you think we'd ever be playing a team that's struggling just as much as we are on the penalty kill? Yeah, we sit at 78.7%, and this one says 80.4, but they have the rankings backwards for the Capitals. They're not sitting in 27th with an 80.4% penalty kill percentage. Their power play is pretty good. You know, we're only about 4% behind them. You know, we sit at 15.4, 28th in the league. They sit at 19.5, tied 14th in the league. Faceoffs are about even. Like I said, I mentioned the shots in goals earlier. Streak coming in, you know, the Capitals are on a 2-game win streak coming into this game. Pretty almost even records for the last 10 games. Capitals are 7-3-0. The Hurricanes are 7-3-0. And the Capitals are 6-2-2. So it's going to be a game that you know, special teams might play a big factor. You know, I didn't really pick that in the St. Louis game. I think that was going to be a big factor. It turned out to be a little bit of a factor. I think tonight special teams should play a big factor. My third key of the game is shutting down Alexander Ovechkin. Do not let him get to the faceoff circle. Whatever you do, if you watch any game ever with the Capitals, you know where Ovechkin loves to go on the ice. He loves to get right on top of that faceoff circle and just plant himself there and wait for a pass and rifle off a one-timer. I can't tell you how many goals I've seen him score this year exactly from that spot. So that's probably one of the keys is do not let him get to that area. And if he's there at that area, do not let him get a shot off. He's got probably one of the best shots in the game. Yeah, it's not the hardest. It's not the fastest. But he's got one of the best shots in the game. So definitely got to keep that in check. So scoring fast, special teams, and keeping Ovechkin in check. Those are my three keys to the game. Now to break down my players of the game. Of course, my players I just mentioned for the Capitals, they're in my keys to the game is Ovechkin. It's a player to watch. Where he goes, the Capitals go. If he's scoring, the Capitals are probably going to win. If he doesn't score, the Capitals probably aren't going to win. We keep him off the score sheet tonight, and I even mean assists too, which, you know, Ovechkin really doesn't get a lot of assists. But if we can keep him on the off the score sheet tonight, I think it'll be a good night for the Hurricanes. And for my Hurricanes player to watch, you know, while I want to go with Skinner or maybe even Fleury since he's playing back into a game and I really want to see him step it up, I'm actually going to go with our goaltender, Cam Ward. Cam Ward's been on fire since the Vegas game, 6-0-0, with a .935 save percentage. Has brought us back into the playoff hunt. Put all the critics to bed lately with his play. You know, it's great to see him playing like this. Really pushing Scott Darling for the number one. Looks like Ward has taken over the number one spot. You know, Darling did not play absolutely horrendous against the Blues, but he didn't play great either. You know, really the only goal you can not fault on him and not place any blame at all on him is the 2-on-1 goal, the second goal he gave up in that game against the Blues before we stormed back. You know, the third goal, killer five hole, seems like 95% of the goals we lose on this year when Darling's in there, it comes from a five hole goal. So Darling definitely needs to get that figured out. And the first goal, yeah, it was a good goal. But we had the same exact similar play, not even 2 minutes later, on Carter Hutton in that Blues game, and he stopped it. And I really thought that Darling was in a position that he could stop that puck. He just simply missed it. And that happens. But Ward's got to be on his toes tonight. You know, I think if he plays the way he's been playing, it's going to turn out into a good, good result for us. Like I said, we'll be back here at 10:30. We'll do a little short show since it's just me tonight here in the pregame show and let y'all get into the Fox Sports Go pregame show here in about 12 minutes. Of course, you can always find us on iTunes as well. You know, we'll be this pregame show, in case you didn't catch it live, will be right up on iTunes as soon as this show's over, around 6:30. It'll be on iTunes. So if you didn't quite catch it, you can tune in there. You'll get your rundown of all the lines for the Hurricanes and the goaltender, a little breakdown of the game. You can also go out there, give us a 5-star rating if you want to. Give us a review. Check us out on Facebook as well. We're on Facebook, Rocking the Carolinas. Also check out Twitter and Instagram. We're on those as well. We're doing a giveaway here soon. We're getting closer and closer to the 100 likes. I know people listen. Tell your friends. Tell them to go like the Facebook page, because as soon as we get 100 likes on the Facebook page, we are doing a giveaway. We are going to put it in we're either going to put all the names in the hat. And of course, all the crew here at Rockin' the Carolinas is not eligible, but we're going to put all the names in the hat, our random name generator, and we're going to pick out a name, and whoever's name we draw out, we are going to give them a free Hurricane signed puck. So that's something cool that we're doing here. We also got a lot of things coming up here at Rockin' the Carolinas. We're going to actually be introducing a store here next month. We'd like to really get it launched in the next month. We're working on some logistics right now to get us going. We're going to have T-shirts, hoodies, keychains, coffee mugs, something cool. If you want to represent Rockin' the Hurricanes, Rockin' the Carolinas, and your hurricane pride, you'll be able to order some of that stuff here soon. And a cool thing that we're doing here at Rockin' the Carolinas, with every purchase, we're giving 20% of every purchase to kids and community. Something that we wanted to do because we started this, we didn't really want to money off of it, but we wanted people to enjoy it and give them great hockey knowledge and a fun show to listen to. And we wanted to give back as well. So we wanted to, we're not going to look to make money off our shirts, our keychains, or coffee mugs. Whatever we're making off that, we're basically going to use for show cost and then give the rest of it to kids and community. I know we also have coming up here in March, a couple of months away, we've got the great St. Baldrick's event that we have every year. And I'm going ahead and saying it now. I will be raising money for St. Baldrick's. I'll be down there at that game to shave my head. And of course, if they normally don't announce it till mid-February when the game is, but if they do not happen to have it this year, I will still be doing it under a Hurricanes nameplate and rocking the Carolinas to raise money. I'm going to shave my head. I've been growing out my hair for about 6-8 months now. I hadn't cut my hair in a while. It's starting to get a little shaggy. But that's one thing we're also going to do as well. We're going to raise money for St. Baldrick's. I think that's a really cool organization. If you don't know what St. Baldrick's is, St. Baldrick's is a great organization that raises money for kids with cancer, a childhood cancer, basically. And they do it wigs. They do whatever they can to help the children who's going through some tough times. And I've done it actually the past 3 years. In fact, I got my hair cut, I think it was 2 years ago. I actually grew out my beard and my hair and shaved both of them at the game. And that was really cool. Raised, some money for St. Baldrick's just to give back a little bit. It's one thing we'd love to do here at Rockin' the Carolinas. We'd love to reach out and help all the people we can. We love our Caniac fans. We love all the fans around the NHL. We have a great time interacting with everybody on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram as well. I don't really run the Twitter and Instagram side, but I'm pretty active on Facebook when it comes to our page. But always, send us a question. You have anything you would like to answer, anything in the NHL. It doesn't have to be hurricane related. It'd be anything. If you want to talk about, say your favorite team is the Predators or something, you have a Predator question, send it in. We'll get it on the show. We'll answer it. We've got a lot of things coming up, so do not miss it out. Go like us on Facebook. That's how you get your first news. You can actually put us up where you see it top of the feed. So if you don't get on Facebook a lot, and when you do get on, you like us and put us where you get in the notifications where you see first. When you get into Facebook, you'll see that first of the list. You won't see anybody else's post but that post until you scroll down. But so we don't want y'all to miss anything. We got great giveaways coming up. We're looking to really build the show. We're looking at, hopefully in a month, like I said, getting the store running. I know we got a couple fans out there that have inquired about it that, news kind of leaked a little early about it, and some fans got wind of it and everything, and already got a couple orders for stuff. And so we're getting that out soon for the fans that are listening. We'll have it in the next month, hopefully. And we can't wait for it to come out. That's one thing we always want to do is to give back, and I think that's going to be cool to give back to kids and community. We decided to do that organization because it's, closely associated with the Hurricanes. But back to tonight's game coming up. My prediction for tonight's game, I think it's going to be a close game. I'm going with a 3-2 win in regulation. I think we sneak it off. I think Cam Ward plays stellar tonight. I think they get their second. I think we dominate the game from the get-go. Washington is a team that's got almost a week-long layoff after this. They don't play any more this week after this game. So they're going to come out fired up. They're going to expend all their energy that they can, knowing that they have quite a few days to rest before their next game. So, like I said in my keys to the game, jumping out early, It's the key to the game. Jump out early, get them down, and keep them down. That's going to be key. But I think we can start out early, and I think we play well enough in the second and third period that we can hold on to a win. I think they get their second goal late. I think we score one in the first, one in the second, one in the third. They get their first in the second, and their second in the third. But I think it's going to be close. It should be a hard-fighting, physical game, at least I hope it is, at least on our side, being physicality. Seems like every time that we're physical and we really lay the body on, we seem to come out with a win at the end. So hopefully tonight at 10:30 when we're back here on Blog Talk Radio doing our post-game show, I can come back with some good news and the Hurricanes win and breaking down a great win. But regardless if we win or not tonight, we'll be here at 10:30 on Blog Talk. We'll have our link up during the second period, towards the end of the second period for the show tonight, in case you catch us on Facebook all the time. Of course, if you miss our show tonight as well, it'll be right up on iTunes right after the show, which should be no later than 11:30. But we look forward to having you join us here tonight for the post-game show, and hopefully we can pull this one out. Big game. We can jump into a playoff spot possibly with the Islanders' loss tonight. We jump right into a playoff spot and hope we can continue this run that we made in December and keep it going in January and February and on right into the playoffs. And until 10:30 tonight, Eastern Standard Time, let's go Canes, and let's cheer loud and proud for our Caniacs. Good night.